Gone Boy Speaks, episode 468, Connected Travel for Less.
One of the things you have to worry about when you go to another country is, will your mobile phone work and what will you pay when it does? So it can be very expensive. I remember this was back in, you know, when I first went to the UK in 1999, apparently I didn't see the bill, but I'd heard through third hand that I'd run up quite a bill while I was there. I had to go to Germany for a few days or something during a 3-week trip. And apparently I'd run up quite a bill. You know, that's what they told me anyway. But, and even during my 10 years at Nokia, every time I'd go to a foreign country, they would say, well, just use your phone. And I would see the bill 3 months later and it would be like 500 euros. Like, oh my God, you know, it's just crazy. So, definitely the operators make a ton of money on international roaming. And even with, T-Mobile US's moves to eliminate roaming charges or severely reduce them, it's certainly T-Mobile's not an option for everybody. And since it's not for me personally, it's not, because my corporate line is not T-Mobile and I don't really get a say in whether I'm using T-Mobile or not. So it's just simply not a choice for me. So unless I want to maintain my own line, and I don't, quite frankly, don't want to spend $50 a month for the two or three times a year where I actually do go out of the country and would need it. And I have other options for that. I'm continuing to use the SIM card I've used, for many years, a global SIM from a company called TruePhone, which actually has a fairly decent rates. And, the few places I've had to go, if I'm only in a country for a day or so, it doesn't really make sense to acquire a SIM card for that local country. TruePhone works well enough. It works in a pinch and I can do data and phone and SMS and all of that stuff seems to work okay. And when I'm in certain countries, the rates are actually even really, almost they're very close to local rates. They're not exactly, but they're fairly good. So TruePhone has local rates in Australia and the UK and the United States. And so I had to look at the rates, for Australia because I'm planning on going on May. So I wanted to see what they would charge. And that seems, not unreasonable, what they're charging for service down there. So I may use that, but I may also get a local SIM card. But, the problem with a local SIM card is that once you've spent the money on it, you don't get the money back and you can't use it for anything else. I make that investment when I go to Israel because I'm in Israel on a fairly regular basis and the SIM card lasts for almost a year. So every time I put credit on it, it resets that date. So it's a reasonable investment there. And since it's someplace I go on a fairly regular basis, it's actually there. It makes sense. But a lot of other places especially if I'm going to be in a country for like a day or two, which, happened back in 2010 when I was going through several European countries, it just didn't make any sense to have a local SIM card. I just used my TruePhone SIM and it worked very well. And that's what we do. And that's kind of another solution to that problem. But again, the operators like to charge what they charge. And this is a problem when you travel, and I wish it weren't, but until the carriers stop charging us ridiculous amounts of money for roaming, which I don't see the U.S. telcos backing down from that anytime soon. Then you fortunately have options. You just have to know what they are and be able to use them and hopefully not spend an arm and a leg when you're in a foreign country just to stay connected, which is a very possible thing to do.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.